88.9 The Cube. We're going to check in with Susan Fletcher. She's the president of the Aerocliff Royal Canadian Legion Branch 128. Hello, Susan.
Thank you for once again for checking in with us.
So what's been happening with the Legion?
Well, at our particular branch in Aerocliff, we've had a very busy year so far. Our branch has, of course, provided a very nice place to gather, not only for our members and their families, but also for the community at large. It is a popular spot to use for community groups to celebrate special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And more sadly, we have said goodbye to a couple of our long-time members of our particular branch, but we have just, in fact, received a bronze award. We're getting nearer to gold. We had a silver award last year for increased membership. I do believe we are at 64, a tremendous range now of ages from younger members in their 20s right up through until their mid-90s. So it's just wonderful. We managed to create activities that include everyone at one time or another throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
One important element, I think, that has helped with our membership increase is that for our senior members, it had become more and more difficult for them to attend meetings in the evenings. And so our meetings now are once a month on a Sunday afternoon, which really becomes quite a social event following the meeting. But we also have every second Thursday for our seniors. It started out 15 years ago as a dance afternoon, which has become a combination of a dance and musical afternoon where people love to come and sit and listen to the music and visit, and we always have a wonderful luncheon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It has been organized by Anne and Robert, two musicians from Lennoxville, and their friends who very kindly donate their time and their talents for this occasion, and we have usually, you know, around 50 people or so that come faithfully every second Thursday, and we decided to continue into the summer.
How large is the area that your branch covers?
It's a very large region because the Royal Canadian Legion branch in Magog closed many years ago, and the veterans from the Magog area amalgamated with our branch here in Aerocliff. So in doing so, I'm also the poppy chair lady. We have the regions of Aerocliff and Stanstead East and Magog proper, the Orford area and Austin, and Georgeville and Fitch Bay.
That's quite a large area.
It's a very, very large area, yes. And so there are two teams that manage the Poppy campaign to cover this great area. Keeps us very, very busy, and we have our three parades at Armistice time that we traditionally prepare for, Magog and Hatley Village and Aerocliff, all three in the same weekend, and our Armistice dinner. Of course, we've just had our July 1st.
Yes, I was going to mention that,
mm-hmm.
that July 1st has gone by, but
yes.
So that was a big event for you.
Well, it was, and of course, I think besides the Armistice weekend, I think that's the other event that everyone really, really looks forward to, and so many people are so very thoughtful and kind. They make sure especially for our more senior members, that they're not excluded in being in the parade. We had a wonderful, one of our younger members donated his truck and a beautiful trailer that we decorated with all kinds of wonderful fabric that was donated by the Springs Company in Magog, which really made such a difference for us. And we had a full complement of flags in our honor guard. Flag carriers carried 8 flags this year. And that meant that all the flags, of course, that we carried represented the service of our veterans in the various countries that were represented by the flags being held. And we had also the Vermont Veterans Representative come and join us, so it was hands across the border as well in our parade. It was lovely.
Yes.
And we have to remember, too, that not only do we have veterans from our former wars, but also the modern-day wars, and we have people in service currently serving our country now around the world and who stay in touch with us through various means. And 9 months ago, our Facebook server, Terry Laux, and member of the branch, created a Facebook page for us, and it's been a huge success.
So what is the address if somebody wants to go and check that out?
All they need to do is put in the Royal Canadian Legion, Aerscliff, Quebec, Branch 128, and all of our news and photographs from all our activities, commentaries are all there. And it's been wonderful because we have so many people that live across the country who were from here formerly, and it's reconnected, you know, our family members with this branch. And as an example, we have started a memorial garden. It's in very early stages, but we had a wonderful ceremony last week, and the town of Aerscliff very kindly donated a beautiful park bench to the branch, and we had a brass plaque made and put on the back of the bench, acknowledging their gift to us. And Norman Benoit, who has a beautiful rose garden outside of Aerscliff, he donated to our garden a special rose bush called the Navy Lady, but it's in recognition of the Wrens who served in the Canadian Navy.
So a person could go to your Facebook page and see a picture of this?
Yes, they can. They can see the picture of all of us at that presentation, and Norman presenting us with the beautiful rose bush.
And, oh, nice.
And then another member of ours, Rita Bruss, whom many people know, who has a magnificent garden on Browns Hill, arrived with the most wonderful array of hostas from her garden and donated them to our garden. Ken Blake, who died this year, his daughter, who lives out in Western Canada, gave us permission to go and get a rose bush from his garden here in Aerscliff to add to the garden at the branch. So it's a start. You know, it involves everyone.
Right, yeah. And can you talk a little bit about your poppy campaign that will be coming up?
Well, yes, indeed. That is something that I've been looking after for the last few years. We organize the campaign. Of course, we reach out to the communities that we're responsible for, working with the mayors that are representative of each municipality. And we start with an official poppy presentation to start the campaign. But actually, the preparations, I'm receiving correspondence now from Ottawa. I work all summer long receiving the material and the information to prepare for the fall.
Right.
And we get in touch with the schools. We have two schools in particular, the Aerscliff Elementary School and the Princess Elizabeth School in Magog. And the children of both of these schools are extremely active in this campaign within their own schools, and we invite them to, you know, come to our branch. And one of our members, Lauren Wade, whom a lot of people are quite familiar with now, very knowledgeable with military history, has a wonderful private collection of his own, and he receives the children and gives them a talk about anything that they're interested in. And we have a wonderful library that is available to people that are interested in reading about anything that has to do with wartime. And our collection is growing. We're receiving donations from families and from members of the community to add to our collection at our own branch. I'm also responsible for the sale of wreaths and crosses and preparing everything for presentation at each of the parade events. So there's a lot of preparatory work to do.
Tremendous amount.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on. I think that what we're going to have to do is check in with you a little later on year.
Well, we would appreciate that. It was very nice. We always appreciate so much the support that we get, you know, from within the branch and from the community, and that has the borders are not, you know, confined to Aerscliff.
Mm-hmm.
I just briefly will say that, you know, most branches have, you know, the ladies auxiliaries and who do, you know, so much work, and ours was discontinued several years ago. So all of the work that they used to, the fundraising aspects and so on, and heavy work that they used to do, we all now share in our regular membership. And, you know, sometimes it's more than we can handle from within. So we always, you know, make a special appeal, if you will, when we need to for special events. And everybody just rallies around. And the next thing we know, they're all at our doorstep offering to help in one way or another. And from all of us at Branch 128, we thank you so, so much, everyone, for your continued care of what we're trying to do. So I thank you so much, Sylvia. It's always nice to speak with you.
Thank you for the updates. And as I said, we will be checking in with you a little later on this year and find out how it's going. So we've been speaking with Susan Fletcher from the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 128.